from Washington, this is VOA News. Ugandan officials investigating a possible planned militant attack. Iraq's prime minister orders an end to strikes on domestic militant targets. I'm Vincent Ruge, reporting from Washington. The U.S. Embassy in Uganda has warned American citizens in the country to remain at home or in a safe location as authorities investigate a possible terror attack. The embassy said Saturday it is in close contact with Ugandan authorities who are investigating what appears to be planning for an imminent attack by a terrorist cell run by the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab. The U.S. Embassy in Kampala said it was not aware of any specific targets, but noted that security has been increased at key sites, including Entebbe International Airport. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered the country's air force to stop strikes on civilian targets held by Islamic State militants. Mr. Abadi said the extremists are using civilians as human shields and the deaths of innocent victims must be prevented. He says he issued the order to stop air attacks on Thursday. Meanwhile, U.S. military forces have continued to attack Islamic State forces from the air, conducting two airstrikes on Friday near the Mosul Dam. The U.S. Defense Department says the strikes destroyed an Islamic State motor emplacement and one of its armed vehicles. Philippine maritime authorities are searching for survivors from a ferry with at least 84 people on board that sank late Saturday in waters off the central island of Leyte. The accident took place as Tropical Storm Kalmeggi was passing to the north toward the South China Sea. But a Coast Guard spokesman told reporters there were no storm warnings as far south as southern Leyte when the accident occurred. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 470 people in India and Pakistan have been killed in the floods and landslides over the past week. The armies of both countries have stepped up efforts to evacuate thousands of people left stranded by some of the worst monsoon flooding the region has seen in decades. Many people have been flown from away from the devastation. More than a week of heavy rains have led to floods and landslides which have washed away houses and bridges. Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to destroy Ukraine as an independent country, despite a truce deal.
He cannot cope with an idea that Ukraine would be a part of big EU family.
Yatsenyuk was speaking at an international conference Saturday in Kyiv. Prime Minister Yatsenyuk praised the new wave of economic sanctions imposed on Russia by the West. The European Union and the United States expanded sanctions targeting Russia's energy, financial, and defense sectors, and a new push to punish Moscow for its role in the Ukraine crisis. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has met with Egyptian leaders Saturday in his push to build an international coalition against Islamic State militants. A senior State Department official says there has been contact between an Egyptian terrorist group and the group calling itself the Islamic State. Kerry says this threat demands a coordinated response.
The fact is that in today's globalized world, it's only a matter of time before the threat of terrorism anywhere becomes a threat of terrorism everywhere. That is certainly been proven true in the case of ISIL. It is an organization whose brutality and sheer evil knows no bounds.
Following talks with Kerry, Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry said Egyptian security services are monitoring the relationship between the Islamic State and domestic terrorists. Reaction to the verdict in the Oscar Pistorius case has been mixed. This week, the 27-year-old was found guilty of culpable homicide, but cleared of more serious murder charges in connection with the killing of his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp, at his home last year. The Pistorius family reacted impassively. Pistorius' uncle Arnold said Friday the family was grateful Pistorius was found not guilty of murder. Steenkamp's supporters and relatives wept quietly or simply stared without emotion. Steenkamp's parents expressed disbelief at the ruling. As the verdict was announced, Twitter was suddenly flooded with angry reactions from South Africans who said the judge was too lenient. More details on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.